Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thinking, I was like, I'm gonna drink up all this champagne and I'm gonna be super drunk when she gets here.
Mm-hmm. Was that your intention?
That was my goal. But it didn't happen.
Oh my god, that's insane.
I know.
It's hard to just down champagne,
though. One can hope.
Like if you got a bottle of vodka or some whiskey or something, you can down that, but.
What?
It's hard to down champagne.
Because it's foamy. It's like so filling.
It's too bubbly.
Yeah, all them bubbles. Your body can only take so much bubbles.
It's gonna explode from the inside.
Nah, I'm not cool with that. So what's up, Brandy? How's your week going? What's going on?
How's my week going?
How was your week?
My week was, I want to say my week was, it was just like a regular ass random boring week. It was like nothing major.
What's regular?
Nothing great, nothing bad, you know, it was just like...
Cool.
It was just like, okay.
Survivable.
Yeah, it was just like, basically it was like unremarkable.
Okay. Are those earrings heavy?
No, they're not. They're, these are like aluminum or something. Really light.
They're super cute though.
But they're, you know, they're cheap, so they're, this thing is already.
I could see that. My ear would have fallen off by now.
And, yeah, my ears are starting to itch.
Mm-mm. You're probably allergic to nickel, too.
Probably. Like, my ears, in my second holes, I can't wear anything, like, unless it's silver or gold.
Yeah, you're probably allergic to nickel, too.
Like, even stainless steel fucks with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
Like, is this really stainless steel? Because my ears are telling me something different. My fucking body knows when it's real or not.
Yeah, the ones that say nickel-free, I haven't tried them, but, like... The ones that are like, you know, just, they say stainless steel. They don't say nickel free, though.
But I imagine that the stainless steel should be nickel free, but you're right. I mean.
Well, they use it as filler, because, like, a lot of times they use pewter, and then they you know.
What's pewter?
Pewter is just another type of metal.
Oh.
It's like brown.
I don't know.
Brown colored metal.
Yes. Side note, guys. Sunny, I'm allergic to nickel. It gives me rashes, and it's gross, and there's a bunch of nickel and cheap shit, like cheap belts, cheap bracelets, cheap jewelry, cheap rings,
cheap
earrings. I guess they don't have to be cheap, but who makes shit with nickels? Cheap shit.
Well, nickel is a filler. It's a filler metal.
It's a filler metal. I'm allergic to nickel. I can't wear it.
Yeah.
So only send me real stuff, please. Thank you. Have you guys seen our P.O. box address?
Send me real stuff.
Send me the real stuff. I don't want the fake shit.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
My body makes me bougie.
Yeah, look at like the silver paint or whatever is like coming off.
No, but they're super cute. Like those earrings are super cute.
Yeah, they're cute. That's I'm like when I do my necklaces and stuff.
I need to go put my magic crystal necklace on.
I'm gonna order. I actually have ordered already some sterling silver necklaces.
Cool.
Chains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to order more. It's so expensive. Like, when you're ordering it in bulk, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
So, like the one I gave you was just this regular, like, jewelry metal, but it's not like that. Like, this is the shit that was made in China.
Okay. I was looking at that picture that we took yesterday at LACMA, and I, like, zoomed in, and I can clearly see our necklaces.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, you know, oh, my sister just gave me this necklace. And I was like, oh, you have your necklace on, all these crystal necklaces. We look like witches with our crystals.
So?
I don't know. So?
What's your point? I was thinking about making a crystal wand. with a crystal on
it. You should fucking do that, dude.
That would be so sweet.
With a wood and then, like, a crystal on the end.
That would be awesome. All right, so you had a extra regular week.
Yeah, it was, like it was unremarkable, pretty much, you know. So how was your week?
My week was cool. I went to the farmer's market on Wednesday in Bakersfield for Beauty's Biscuits.
Yeah.
And I make Jamal do everything, like loading up my car. So I was like, hey, babe, can you put the chairs and the pop-up in the car? And he's like, yeah. And then I, like, took all of my inventory, my biscuits and all that stuff, and I packed that in the car. And I took Kendall.
Your seats fall down, right?
Yes, they do. Okay. Yes, they do. And I took Kendall and Nora with me to Bakersfield. We get there, and I was like, I don't have a fucking table. I didn't have the table. Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, son of a bitch. No. And so the girl, she's like, I'm so sorry. I don't have another table. You can go get one. I messaged Jamal. I was like, we forgot the table. And he was like, go buy one. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, where? He's like, go to Walmart. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And there was a Walmart like 2 miles away. So I zipped over to Walmart.
There's like a billion. I remember when I was in Bakersfield, there was like 2 Walmarts. Now there's like 18 Walmarts in Bakersfield.
Well, yeah. And there was one right around the corner from me. And I like jammed on it. Like we took the dog into Walmart. We're walking around and grabbed a shit. But anyway, it was a good day. Like we had fun at the farmer's market. Angela came out to see us and visit. So Angela, if you're listening, hey girl, hey, it was good seeing you. And I saw the Rosa Rosso fam, bam. So it was cool. I got rid of all my biscuits.
Oh, that's good.
This time I made 2 batches of biscuits.
Oh, that's cool.
And I bartered some. I got some free toffee and some.
Oh, did you eat it all?
Jamal ate all the fucking toffee.
Of course he did.
Kendall was like, where is that toffee? I was like, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm at work, first of all. Why are you messaging me?
You're not supposed to tell Jamal you have stuff like that.
Girl, because he has a sweet tooth. So he ate all but like 2 pieces of toffee and Kendall ate the rest. And then I took the candy. It was like Jack candy, peanuts and like toffee. And
Jack candy.
He like put Jack Daniels or something like that.
Oh.
In the mixture of the candy, so it cooks down. It just has some of the flavors, and it was so freaking delicious.
What's the name of his?
I don't know. I need to. I need to get it again. I don't remember.
I might want to order some of that. Does he do online orders or like?
They have started their online website and
their online website.
I know, right? They're gonna be shipping. But he does delivery. If it's like over a pound or something, he'll deliver to you.
A pound of candy?
Yeah, but it was cool. I bartered. I got a bag of the toffee and I got a bag of the peanuts. And I gave him 2 bags of dog biscuits.
Did they have, they didn't bring their dogs with them?
No, but he was telling me about his dogs. And I sold all my biscuits. So I was like, that's cool. It was a
productive day.
Productive day. It was a good day to be at home and out doing my thing.
That's cool.
So we had a good week, and then we had fun yesterday at LACMA.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good outing.
That was a good outing. Like, I had no idea about any of that. So, Audrey, if you're listening, hey, girl,
crazy.
Hey, Audrey, thank you for the invite. We came out, and we saw your film, and I want to talk to you more about it. So, I'm going to hit you up. So, it was very interesting to see, like, other, like, people's, like, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's creativity. It's a movie. And some people are drawing from personal experiences that other people have, stories that they want to be told, their father's story, like that guy who had his father's videos.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was amazing.
But I actually, like, Audrey's video, I was like, I want to know more about this story.
I want to know more about it, too.
I want to watch a full length of this. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. Don't mess with me. I want to watch the whole thing.
Quit playing games with my heart. So, thank you so much for inviting us. We had a great time. We had a lovely, expensive lunch, and
We're ballers.
Cha-ching! Anyway, so, hey, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're coming back, thank you for coming back.
Thanks for returning. Yeah, for sure.
And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
Dun dun.
Boom.
Dun.
So I'm gonna find out who we're gonna do today, but I first want to give
you're a gonna find out.
I'm gonna find out from you what story we're covering today. Before I do that, I just want to give a shout out to the folks that left us reviews this week, if that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So I'll read a review. So I'll just read the last one that comes up. So this one's title is How have I lived without this podcast?
Right.
And I don't know how you've lived without this podcast. I'm glad you found it. So it says, Brandy and Sunny have an amazing concept, great banter, and honestly, such a fun show. Their episode on Elizabeth Holmes was phenomenal. A lot of crime slash lies they covered I hadn't heard of. You will learn something new and have a fantastic time doing it. Give it a listen. And that is from Kim at the Dark Roast Pod. So thank you, Kim.
The Dark Roast. Love that.
I know. I started listening to them. They're interesting. So thank you, girl. Hey, hey. And so, Brandy, who are we covering today?
Today we're covering the famous Jim Baker. Jim and Tammy Faye, but it's just Jim because he's the one that went to jail.
it's just Jim because he's the one that went to jail.
Yeah, he's the one that went to jail. But yeah, Jim Baker, the televangelist of the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Or was it just the 70s and 80s?
What's the 90s?
He gets in trouble. But he actually, you know, does return to televangelism. But we'll get to that.
Okay. So Jim Baker.
Mm-hmm. Jim, a.k.a. James Orson Baker.
Orson.
That's an old fucking name.
Orson. I don't know if that's, like, maybe his mom's maiden name or... Because it's Orson, O-R-S-E-N. I don't know.
Orson Welles, right?
Yeah. Orson Welles was an O. Oh, it was two O's.
Fancy.
Okay. So James Orson Baker was born in Muskegon, Michigan to...
his parents.
Rayleigh Baker, who was his father, and Fernia Lynette Baker, Irwin, who went by Fern, so Orson is not his mother's maiden name.
What was her name?
Fernia? Fernia, she went by Fern.
Fernia,
yeah.
Okay.
F-U-R-N-I-A, Fernia.
It's Fernia.
Yeah, Fernia Lynette Irwin.
Okay, girl.
He went to North Central University, which was a Bible college, and that's where he met Tammy Faye. His wife.
Okay. So, in college.
Yeah. They don't delve into his childhood at all. He worked at a restaurant in the Young Quinlan department store in Minneapolis, and Tammy Faye worked at Three Sisters, which was a little boutique that, you know, in the same town.
Because she likes to shop, right?
She apparently does like to shop. Or did. She passed away. Oh. They got married on April 1st, 1961, and they both dropped out of college to become evangelists.
Why would you do that? Like, I wonder how much longer did they have to go to be done with school?
Well, he was going to a Bible college, so I'm assuming that he was going for theology anyway.
Right.
She was just some girl that, like, saw him, I guess. I'm, in my head, I'm imagining she's like, well, he wants to go make this money doing this, so let's do that.
He wants to do this, so let's go do that.
Yeah, like, you know, they don't talk about their courtship or anything. It's just like, okay, they met and they got married.
In the 60s, 1961?
Yes.
April 1st, April 1st, fucking Fool's
Day.
Yeah,
1961.
Do you think it was April Fool's Day long ago, like at 1961? Like, when do you think that became a thing?
I don't even care, to be honest.
I was just wondering, like, I wouldn't want to get married on April Fool's Day.
Ha ha, it's a joke, I'm not a real minister. You're not really married.
I don't love you. Sucker.
Your marriage license isn't valid.
It's the fucking long con. Like, 30 years later. Guess what, bitch? Remember when I married you on April Fool's Day? Psych.
That's fucked up.
I don't love you.
Yeah, so,
That was mean.
Right.
They dropped out of college.
They dropped out of college. So, in 1966... they began working at Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcast, the Christian Broadcasting Network, which was run by Pat Robertson.
And they both did.
They were televangelists together. They're like partners. He was the voice, you know. But she would always have, like, you know, commentary, and she would, you know, basically just back him up. Like, she was the first lady of the church.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
And so they at the time in the six. In 1966, their audience was, they had a small audience. It was the low thousands, you know, but people were watching.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, it was a Christian broadcasting network, CBN. They contributed to the network's growth and their successes with a variety show format. So basically they had, their show was with interviews, they did interviews and puppets, like, you know, like, not like laughing, but what was that show that, what's her name? Goldie Hawn started on. She started on a show. She was like the pretty face of this show that was like a variety show.
I don't know.
It was in the 70s. I forgot what the name of
Hee-haw.
It was.
Hee-haw.
It wasn't Hee-haw. No, it wasn't Hee-haw. But, so... They helped grow the network, right, and their success. They helped make the 700 Club a comedy staple. That show, the 700 Club, that still comes on right now.
I don't know if I know that.
That show still comes on. It's like it's this minister with this big ass fucking head with this gray hair. I mean, he does. His head is enormous. It's like a big ass.
You know who has a big head? Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he's a big dude. Like,
he has a big dude, but when he was campaigning to become governor of California, that's when I was at Fresno State, and he went to Fresno. He came, like, to the...
And you were looking at his head?
He was there! And I was like, God! He has a big-ass fucking head, and Danny Glover has a big head, too. They got big domes.
Well, this guy, like, on TV, he looks like... His head is enormous. Like, they say that Larry King has a big head.
Really?
But this guy's head is big. And it's full of this white hair.
Big head, little body.
Yeah, he's like a little dude. Like, you can tell he's short, too. Well, he's just like, his freaking head is enormous. But anyway, so, yeah. The 700 Club became famous because of them.
Okay.
Like, it became the show. And if you watch that channel, I don't know what it is on, like, cable or whatever, on DirecTV, but it's, you'll see him talking about, you know, all kinds of, like, stuff.
Okay.
So the Jim and Tammy show, aimed at young children, was broadcast for several years from their Portsmouth, Virginia studio. Because they were in Virginia. And then the Bakers hosted the first version of the 700 Club. In 1972, the Bakers left Robertson's ministry. And in 1973, they joined Paul and Jan Crouch. The lady, remember that lady with the pink hair? Like, I don't know if it was her hair or if it was a wig. But it was always pink or blue or
it's
purple.
Mine if I bought it, bitch.
But it was big. It was really big.
I know you're talking about.
She passed away in 2016. But
like
they
a big
joined.
Font.
Yeah, they joined that couple.
Okay.
And they founded the TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which mm-hmm. is the show that she's that lady, Jan Crouch, is always on talking about. Okay, send us money. Send us money. Like, that's what she would be like. The Lord loves you. Send us money. Like, that's just what she did. And now her son is on there. So
send us money.
Yeah, they're always talking about money. I'm just like,
send us money.
Send us money. So, yeah, they, joined with them, and they started the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is now TBN.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and his wife then moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and in 1976, they put their show, the PTL Club, on the air. And it was the,
Pass the Loot.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
I know.
They called it Pass the Loot. And they were saying it.
Pass the Loot.
Yeah.
Pass the Loot.
It's the Praise the Lord Club.
Yeah. Whatever, that, whatever.
Yeah, PTL was Pass the Loot.
Pass the Loot.
Mm-hmm. So from 1974 to 1987, they hosted the PTL Club.
And so, I'm sorry, excuse me. 1974 to 1987.
Okay. Yeah, 13 years. And basically it was like a late night talk show. So you'd be up at night watching freaking Christian TV and Jim Baker would be like, I love this. Let's give the devil a black eye. And they're like, yes, Lord! Like people would be clapping. It's like, okay, give the devil a black eye. Give us money and we'll give the devil a black eye.
You want me to punch the devil in the eye?
Punch the devil.
Send me a dollar. Send me $5. Send me what you have to give and I will beat the shit out of him. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So they had guests on, you know. So they had Billy Graham and Oral Roberts, the entertainers. And then they had, like, Mr. T on there, Mickey Rooney. They had different
celebrities, too.
Different okay. celebrities and, yeah, and religious folks. And then Baker founded the PTL Satellite Network. So they started another network in 1974.
So when I was watching I watched a few documentaries on YouTube because that's my resource.
And they were saying, like, they had to pay the network to be broadcasted, right?
So yeah, before they started their own networks, they had to pay for airtime.
Right.
So, like, that's basically, like, why TV shows get sponsors.
Right.
But this, they're not a TV show, they're, like, a talk show type thing, so, like, and back then it was different. Like, you had to pay, like, even when you run a commercial, you have to pay for your airtime.
What?
Yeah, that's why, you know, when, like, the Super Bowl ads are like millions of dollars because you're paying the freaking network to put your shit on their freaking
network. Well, of course, right.
So that's what basically, they were on a different network at the time, so okay. They had to fund their shit, but they started their own network, so they had to fund this whole network, basically.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, they started a satellite network, which was called the PTL Satellite Network in 1974. And that aired the PTL Club and other, you know, religious TV show programs, right? Throughout the 70s, Baker built a headquarters for their ministry in the Carolinas called Heritage Village. But over time, they expanded the ministry to include Heritage USA, which was an amusement park that fucking, like, functioned for, like, 10 years.
It's like Dollywood or fucking, what's Michael Jackson's house? What's it called? Neverland?
Neverland Ranch.
Super creepy. But, I did hear that, but I didn't really look into their fucking,
Yeah, it ran for, like, 10 years, because it started, like, it closed down in 1989, I think, and, started in 1979, so viewers, viewer contributions were estimated to exceed $1 million a week. They were making basically $1 million a week.
You fucking kidding me?
From people sending them their money. They were sending them money, they were sending them jewelry.
And furs.
They were sending them furs, they were sending them the deeds to their fucking houses.
Are you serious?
Yes. They were sending them anything they could.
Hey, send us your money!
Send us money. Just send us.
Send us.
And they would, like,
I'm gonna punch the devil in the eye.
They were always talking about money. Like, jeez. They basically became a money-making machine. They, you know, anytime that they, Jim Baker, he would preach the prosperity gospel, which was, the Lord wants you to be rich. The Lord wants you to be rich, and you sending us money means that you're just going to be rich.
You're sowing those seeds.
Yeah. So, and that's actually kind of the basis of the law of attraction.
Right.
Like, you know, like attracts like, send money, you'll get money, type of thing. But the way he was doing it was like, the Lord is gonna bless you with money, send us money.
Money.
And then
money,
he
money.
Was like, you know, we need to keep the lights on here, send us money.
Yeah.
We need, you know, so it was just like,
dude,
money was like every episode they were like basically handing out, like if you were in church, they were handing out the collection plate like
all the time,
every 10 minutes.
And it's like, dude, I just gave you $1. Why are you back?
Change. Like that South Park episode. Don't give them money. They won't go away. So they became the third most successful theme park with their Heritage USA theme park.
Gee.
The U.S. at the time. The third most successful. So that's to Disneyland and probably Six Flags. In the 70s or the 80s, they were the third most successful amusement park.
That's crazy.
In the U.S. So, and who knows what.
Wally World? It's third to Wally World.
So, Jim Baker responded to inquiries about his use of mass media by saying, I believe that if Jesus were alive today, he would be on TV. Like, they're like, why are you always on TV asking for money? Well, Jesus would probably be on TV right now if he was alive.
Well, if I were Jesus, I'd be on TV doing the same thing. That's what he's fucking saying.
Right. So, yeah, like, they started getting a lot of attention for their lifestyle.
Yeah, they were balling out of fucking control, dude.
Dude, are Jim you Baker about it? Went, yeah, Jim Baker went to, well, and this was even before they moved to California.
They had fucking 3 houses in California.
They had 2 houses in Palm Springs and 1 in Palm Desert.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that's where the old people go to retire, but that shit's expensive.
Well, the old rich people go there to retire because the old people in the United States go to Florida.
Well, yeah.
Actually, on the East Coast, they go to Florida.
They're snowbirds, you know?
They move there, though.
Because it's lovely all the time. But, yeah, they had 3 houses out there. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hurricanes. Yeah.
So, okay, they had a lavish lifestyle. In April 23rd, 1990, the New Yorker quoted Dave Barry saying, They personified the most characteristic excesses of the 1980s. The greed, the love of glitz, and the shamelessness. Jesus. Shamelessness.
No more champagne for you.
Which, in their case, was so pure as to almost amount to a kind of innocence. And so, yeah, because Tammy was like, well, I think that a person she was like, a person who only cares about money, she said, a person who only cares about money does everything they do is for money. But that's not what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing this, you know, for basically, like, for the love of the Lord. And you're like, huh? So, yeah, like, she...
Can we talk about her eyelashes, though?
Gosh! The Eyes of Tammy Faye. She wrote a book. It was called The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Did she have, like, lash extensions?
She just wore a lot of freaking mascara.
Mascara don't make your lashes come out. Like, I was looking at her eyes, and I was like, there's, like, spiders on her face. Like, those lashes are so intense, or they were so intense. She had to be wearing, like, lash extensions.
You mean fake eyelashes?
Yeah.
Because
whatever they have in the 70s or 80s or whatever the fuck
they had fake eyelashes, but I don't know about, like, if she... Maybe she, I don't know, because...
She had lash boost. She created lash boost. Cause, have you used her lash boost? Anyway. Side note, sorry.
I have not.
Sorry.
But,
I had too much mimosa.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Pass the loot.
So, basically, they were brought down by two things.
Okay.
The first thing was a sex scandal.
Did you talk about all their cars, though?
I was getting there, but then you distracted me.
I'm so sorry. Let's talk about their fucking cars.
So, yeah, like, Jim Baker would drive, he was flown in a fucking helicopter. Or an airplane, I don't even remember what, to Monrovia or something to buy two Rolls Royces, right? And then he felt bad about buying those Rolls Royces, so he buys fucking Tammy a Mercedes-Benz.
Tammy, I feel really bad about spending $500,000 on these two Rolls Royces. I'm going to go ahead and buy you a Mercedes.
Yeah, he buys her, you know, like, they had the cars, they had the houses, they had, basically...
They were super flamboyant, and they were just, like, about it, like, honestly... I don't get it. Maybe they were just trying to inspire people and saying, hey, the Lord has blessed us this way, so we're not doing anything wrong. We're going to spend up all your fucking money that you've sent us on all this stuff. And they had, like, everything, gold, everything, like, platinum this, Rolex watches. It was disgusting. Like, all the fucking money.
Well, they were going to be brought down by all that money, pretty much.
Talk to me. Tell me what happened.
Well, okay, so two things happened. In the late 80s, apparently, Jim thought Tammy Faye was having an affair. He thought she was in love with somebody else.
Oh, jeez.
So, he fucking, basically, his, what's this guy's name? I forgot what his name is.
That partner preacher, creeper?
Yeah, what's his name?
He had a big, crazy head of hair.
Too. He was... His face, man. He looked like a boogeyman.
Wipe that face off your head, bitch.
What's his name? John Fletcher. That was his name. Okay.
I was Googling it for you.
So, yeah. His name is John Fletcher. John Wesley Fletcher. So, okay. The first thing was that he had a sex scandal. So, he thought Tammy Faye was cheating on him. Or she was supposedly cheating on him. And he thought that she was in love with him. This guy. So, he was trying to make her jealous. This was their idea. Her and John Fletcher and fucking Jim Baker's idea was to make Tammy Faye jealous.
Okay.
So they find this girl who works for a church. She's a church secretary.
She first
Jessica Hahn.
She works for Jim. What's the other guy's name? The friend? John?
John Fletcher.
She was John Fletcher's babysitter.
Well.
She was his babysitter, and then she started working for the church because she liked what the Baker family had. But that's where
she was like, Jim Baker was like her Elvis, like the Pope to her.
Yes.
So, he gets her, John fucking West Fletcher flies her down to Florida. Why the fuck did they go to Florida?
Florida's,
anyway.
A lot of weird stuff happens in Florida. Let me just say that right now.
That's why, Heidi Frost and Frank have a sketch. Or have a game called Florida or anywhere else.
Well, so does freaking Kevin and Bean.
Oh, do they?
Uh-huh.
Florida. Florida. I haven't listened to them in a while, but, like, it's some bullshit that happens in Florida.
Yeah, Florida, weird things happen in Florida.
I think it's because it's a melting pot. Like, there's just...
Like, the top half is Redneckville, and then the bottom half is Latin America. So it's like... And then, like, then you get people that just, like, are passing through.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
And then there's Miami, which should be a fucking...
That's what the bottom half is.
No, Miami... Like, I heard someone say that you need to have a passport to go to Miami.
Because it's Latin America.
No, that's not why. Because it's fucking wild. It's the Wild West out there. Like, I've done things in Miami that I'm just like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Let me repent.
Why don't we get into that?
One day.
So anyway,
we'll talk about it on Patreon. All the walks of shame.
Oh my god. So they go. He gets her to go, and apparently she claimed that at the time that she was a virgin. By the way,
when she married.
Wait. Who? Jessica Hahn.
Okay,
this girl. So anyway, they go, and he pays for her. They meet at this fucking hotel. And the stories, of course, are going to differ. But basically what happens is they go in, and she and Jim Baker, engage in sexual activity. He says it was like 15, 20 minutes. That was it. Like, I guess at the time people were like, well, you had an affair. And he's like, it wasn't an affair. It was 15 or 20 minutes. Like,
right. It was a tryst.
And basically to make Tammy Faye jealous. I don't
know. They're too fucking old for that
I don't even understand how that's supposed to work. But whatever. So then Jessica Hahn is like, well, no, that's not what happened. Like, you raped me. He raped me. John Fletcher raped me. Like, she was saying, like, all these, that she was raped by these people.
Yeah.
Like, she came out, was like, a year later or something.
She did not want to talk about it. Like, she was, like, you know, an attractive girl, and they were trying to interview about her, and she was like, I can't talk about it. Like, she's traumatized.
Well, she went on Geraldo 10 years after the fact.
Okay.
And against John Fletcher. And he's like, you were doing this and that and this and that. And she's like, no, I was not. Why would I do that? I was a little girl. And she's like... It's just the whole thing. Like, apparently...
And he said, she said.
Yeah,
shit.
She's like, John, you baptized me.
Oh, my God.
When I was 14. Why would I come on to you? And he's like, you weren't 14 in 1980. And she's like, oh, no, I wasn't 14 in 1980. And it's just like, watching these two go back and forth on Geraldo.
That's fucked up. But they also said that this guy, John, like, he had some allegations against him with some young boys. Like, he was a fucking creep. But that's so sad. Like, it doesn't matter that I wasn't 14 at the time, but motherfucker, you fucking baptized me?
Yeah. So, apparently, they paid her $279,000 to keep her quiet. But she said that he drugged and raped her, that John Wesley Fletcher drugged and raped her, mm-hmm. and that they paid her with the money from Praise the Lord. And John Baker? Because this fucking asshole's name is John West Fletcher. Jim Baker.
Let's call him Jimmy.
Jimmy John. See, that's the...
It's those JJ.
Yeah. Baker.
Yeah, Baker.
Basically said there were two... Or, I'm sorry. Baker allegedly kept two sets of books. At the thing. He's like, I never did that. I wasn't in charge of accounting. I didn't keep the books. Blah, 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 blah. But apparently he kept two sets of books to conceal the accounting irregularities that were going on. So, okay. We jumped ahead a little bit. But in 1979, this was the first time that, like, they were ever investigated. Because they started getting investigated before this shit happened.
Well, shit, if you're getting all this fucking money.
Well, okay. So, in 1979, Baker and the ministry came under investigation. The FCC, the Federal Fucking Communications Commission, investigated them because they presumed or assumed that they were misusing funds, the money that they were raising on air. Mm-hmm. And they finished their report in 1982. So, they were investigating them for a few years. And they found that Jim Baker had raised $350,000 that he told the viewers would go towards raising money for overseas missions, but they actually paid for those for part of their fucking theme park, Heritage USA. And the report also found that Jim and Tammy Faye used the money for their personal expenses, so like buying those fucking cars and houses and bullshit. So.
And Tammy Faye's shopping addiction.
Apparently. I use shopping for therapy. It's better than any therapist. Hey, 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 hey. Like. Shut up, Tammy. FCC, they voted basically 4-3 to drop the investigation. And so they told Baker, they told him to sell only the TV station that he owned, which was that satellite station. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't have to worry about the FCC after that. Like,
so if he sold the station, then what?
The station that he owned. Supposed to then they would back? Just, they would just like leave him alone.
Oh, stop doing your fucking shady shit and then we'll leave you alone.
Yeah, don't. This, by running this TV fucking station, the money that you're getting should be going to fund the TV station, not your fucking expensive habits.
True.
And if you're not funding the station with the money, with all the money that is coming through here, aside from, like, paychecks and shit, then you need to get the fuck out of here. Stop running a TV station. So that's what happened.
Do you want another mimosa?
You want to take a quick break?
Let's take a break.
Hold on. But the FCC, they forwarded their report to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department decided they didn't want to press charges because they didn't think there was enough evidence. So, he used the investigation and the controversy of the investigation basically to raise more money from the fucking audience. They're after me. This is a witch hunt. Send us money. Send us money.
The devil is coming for us
today. And that's where he said...
And what we need your support.
Yeah.
And how you can support us is with your money.
And that's how he said, or when he said.
Send me your money.
Let's give the devil a black eye.
Let's give the devil a black eye and tell him to kiss my ass. Send me your money.
Okay, so, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick old break.
We'll be right back.
Is your Netflix queue basically all true crime movies and series?
Do you ever wonder why you can't open a bottle of Tylenol without using the jaws of life? Crime Culture, hosted by me, Haley Langan.
And me, Caitlin Mahar.
Is a podcast that discusses true crime, pop culture, and how the two relate. From killers that have inspired hit films like Silence of the Lambs.
To the motives for crimes such as the murder of John Lennon. Join Haley and me every Tuesday to discover the pop culture side of true crime.
So, yeah, we're back, bitches.
We're back, bitches! Okay, so, where did I leave off? I left off... the first investigation by the FCC, okay. But, yeah, so right after that, the fucking sexual scandal shit happened.
Did they end up selling the studio? Or the broadcast network?
Actually, it's during that. Yeah, they sold it.
They sold it.
They sold PTL, what was the name of that?
Castaloo.
The station.
Castaloo.
The PTL satellite network, they sold it.
Okay.
They got rid of that, yeah. Because TBN is still a station that they still, that
they
the Croaches still run. Mm-hmm. Or Crouches or whatever. So anyway, they actually, what are you doing? Something lost in my foot.
I got this fucking bomb that you can put on your foot. Like, it's amazing.
Okay. Okay. It's like a big silence. Okay, so yeah, they, on March 19th, we're back to the sexual fucking scandal.
Oh yeah, what was the girl's name?
Jessica Hahn. Not Catherine Hahn, who is a wonderful actress.
We were just talking about her.
Yeah, we were. Not Catherine Hahn, who is a wonderful actress.
She's America's treasure.
Yeah, known for
everything.
Great movies such as Bad Moms. And she was on
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days,
yes. So not Catherine Hahn.
She was also in that movie with Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston.
Which one?
When Jennifer Aniston's like a bitch.
We're the Millers.
Yeah, she was in that too.
Yeah, she was also in a movie that I can't remember the name of with like Adam Driver and... why is Adam Driver the only one I can think of that's in this movie?
What was Adam Driver?
He was the brother of her husband. She was trying to have a baby, but for some reason they couldn't have a baby. And she was like, put a baby in me!
Yes, it was the fucking Step Brothers.
Was it? No, not Step Brothers.
She was in Step Brothers, though, and she fucking...
oh, yes, she was.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, she was... Like, yes, she was his brother's...
wife.
Yeah, but
no. Faye Golden Pony Boy, and she, like, rapes him in the fucking men's bathroom.
Yeah, but no, that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about a different movie where her and her husband were trying to have a baby, and they couldn't, so, like, she was like, I'm ovulating, we need to have sex.
Yeah.
And she was like, they would, like, had sex in the basement. Her husband is that bald guy. He's not actually bald. He's the guy that was in, actually, I think he is bald. The guy that was in, God damn it, I can't think of shit. The vampire show that I used to watch with Sandra Oh's husband.
The vampire show?
With the,
I know what you're
talking about. Dioxidolumen. You see, what the hell is the name of this fucking show?
True Blood?
No, with the Oxidolumen, where the old ass man is trying to kill this vampire, and then they have this hybrid vampire guy that's, like, fighting with them.
Girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Guys, who knows what Brandy
Fox... The Strain?
Oh, yes. With,
he's the guy, the father.
What do they call
him? The ex-husband and the father.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I forgot what it... Yeah, see, we just went around in a huge tangent, sidebar bullshit. Let's get back to the story at hand.
Back to the story. Catherine Hahn is America's treasure. But Amanda Hahn is
Jessica.
The one. Jessica.
Okay. Jessica Hahn is the one who had sex with Jim Baker. And as far as we know, and Jim Baker said that after they had sex, he went to the bathroom and cried.
Well, you should cry, you son of a bitch. You fucking should.
He's like, he just cried. And oh my God, Jerry Falwell tried to crucify him over that. Okay, so let's discuss. Okay, so on March 19th, 1987, after the disclosure of the payoff to Jessica Hahn, Baker resigned from the PTL.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he acknowledged that he had sex with her, had a sexual encounter with her at a hotel room in Clearwater, Florida. He denied raping her. He was the subject of backlash, like fucking John fucking Fletcher. The man who procured this Jessica Hahn for Jim Baker, like, was like, well, he's gay. He's bisexual. Like, basically making all these accusations about him. And he went on fucking Larry King Live and just, like, fucking threw Jim Baker under the bus.
Threw his whole body under the bus.
Yeah, and so, Jim Baker's like, I'm not gay. Like, I'm happily married to my wife. I'm not fucking gay. I mean, he didn't use the F word, but I'm just saying, he's like, I'm not gay. So, Jim Baker apparently talks to Jerry Falwell, who is god-awful. He's dead now, too, but Jerry Falwell is a Southern Baptist minister. He's the one that called the purple Teletubby Tinky Winky gay because of his bag of tricks. He was like, he carries a purse, he's gay. So... That's where Jerry Falwell's fucking brain is, right?
Oh, okay.
He's an idiot. So Jim Baker's like, you're the only minister that I trust right now.
Okay.
Like, because he felt like other people were trying to take his spot. So he was like, Jerry, I trust you. I want
Jerry
you.
Jerry Falwell?
Yeah. Because, ministers run in the same circles.
True.
Regardless of their denominations. And so he was like, I'd like for you to fill in for me. Until this blows over.
I'm nervous already.
Jerry Falwell's like, okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Sure the fuck will.
2 weeks later, and I'm just saying, a time frame. 2 weeks later, Jerry Falwell's like, you're fucking gay. I'm not giving you back your spot. You can't come back to PTL. This is my shit.
This is my house, bitch.
Basically, yes. Like, he was like, no, mm-mm. You're not getting your show back.
You're gay.
Yeah.
And if I was, he's not, but if I was and what? Shut the fuck up.
Right. And there was an interview with Jim Baker, and he was like, well, if you had a friend, and your friend was like, hey, these people are trying to steal my car. Can you take my car and hide my car for me?
Yeah.
Take care of my car for me. Would it then be okay for that, the friend that's supposed to be hiding your car, holding onto your car, be like, no, you're gay, you can't have your car back?
Bullshit.
He was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Bullshit.
But Jerry Falwell's a Southern Baptist asshole. I'm not mincing words about him. I have no fucking, I don't care about Jim Baker either, but Jerry Falwell can fucking just, like...
Eat a dick?
He can turn over in his grave. I don't
care.
Dude,
obviously he's gone. Rest his soul or whatever. But I really want to send someone one of those bag of dicks.
Have you seen those those gift things? And it's like, send someone a bag of dick.
I haven't seen that, but that would be amazing.
They have a service where you could send someone a bag of dick. And it's okay. Like, or you could like eat a dick and then you could
mail somebody like a dick cake.
It's super discreet.
Is it a dick cake?
It's not a dick cake. It's like a candy dick. It's a candy dick. It's like a edible dick. And it's like, eat a dick, bitch.
Yes! This is what I'm talking about. I always have good ideas, but never the fucking ideas that I can capitalize on like that.
It's super discreet, and
I'll just make some candy dicks and send them to dudes.
And like, eat a dick.
Eat a dick, bitch, with a card.
Yeah.
And it's a picture.
And it's like so delicious Amazing. That they don't want, like, it's like, send it to him in this flavor because he can't resist it, and then it's a dick and he's going to eat it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. I want to see this. Okay, so.
Eat a dick.
Eat that dick, motherfucker. Just like that chocolate dick cake that, certain person had for her bridal shower. You don't remember?
Was it Crystal?
Yeah. They made her a cake. And it was a dick. And it had hair and like.
Ew, pubes. Yeah. It was gross.
But it was a cake.
I know. And it wasn't like, hey, eat a dick. It was like, oh, this is your bridal shower. Yeah. You're supposed to have dicks all over the place.
But, yeah, that shit is hilarious. Anyway, back to this asshole Jerry fucking Falwell. Right.
We should come up with a website right now, and it should be like, dicks for dudes. But it's us sending dicks to them. Like, it's a service.
I'll do it. I will do it. With love from fucking Sandy, who hates your fucking guts.
To serve with love. It's a dick.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. I have a few people
I sent him a dick in a box, and he ate it.
And they should get, like, somebody on video showing them eating it. That would be amazing. Okay, let's get back to this dickhead.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so he chose Jerry Falwell as his successor because he feared that Jimmy Swaggart, who was another fucking Pentecostal fucking minister, because that's what they were, they're Pentecostals. Jimmy Swaggart was attempting to take over his fucking ministry. Jimmy Swaggart was also a televangelist. He was, you know, a famous televangelist too. And he had initiated a church investigation into Jim Baker over the allegations. The allegations of Baker's fucking sexual misconduct. So, Jim Baker, thinking that Jerry Falwell is like, you know, in his corner, is like, okay, you know, can you just leave my ministry for, you know, temporarily while this, you know, while I take care of this, while this, you know, blows over. Fucking Jerry Falwell's like, no, you're not coming back. This is my shit. You're not coming back. This is on April 28th, 1987. And then that summer, as the donations declined because fucking Jim Baker, like, resigned, and fucking Jerry Falwell doesn't know how to earn money, they basically axed the PCL Club TV program. So Jerry Falwell ran that shit into the ground.
Because nobody wants to send him money.
Yeah, but then he raised $20 million to keep it solvent. PTL, he kept to keep it solvent. And he took a promised water slide ride at Heritage USA. So basically he promised the viewers, I'll ride on this water slide at Heritage USA if you send money. If we raise this much money.
No, I'm not going to send you money to have fun, you son of a bitch.
Maybe he was scared, like our husbands are.
Jamal is scared of real
ghosts. So is Nora.
I like how you said that, our husbands.
Because they're both chickens. Like, that's what they are. I'm like,
don't talk about my husband like that.
How can you not fucking ride a roller coaster?
Don't you talk about my husband
I'm talking
like
about
that.
Your husband and my husband.
Ricky Bobby.
Period.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So, Paul and the remaining PTL members, they all resigned. The fucking board. They resigned from the board on October 1987, stating that a ruling from a bankruptcy court judge made the rebuilding the ministry impossible. Because they fucking bankrupted the fucking company. And he told him. Jim Baker told him that he was like, if you're gonna fucking bankrupt my ministry, give it back. Like, yeah. I will fucking make it solvent.
Yeah.
Give it back.
Yeah.
And Jerry Falwell was like, no. You're gay.
But listen here. How can he just be like, oh, no, you can't have it back. Like, I'm coming to my house.
They signed papers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not like, just like, okay, here, you just come on TV and talk. No.
Yeah.
They signed papers. And so, yeah. It was illegal.
It was actually legally binding.
Huh?
So, in response to the scandal, Falwell called Baker a liar, an embezzler, a sexual deviant, and the greatest scab and cancer on the face of Christianity in 2,000 years of church history.
Jeez Louise.
Scab. Jimmy Swaggart went on CNN and told Larry King that Baker was a cancer in the body of Christ, which is... How do you say that? How do you say you're a cancer in the body of Christ?
The body of Christ compels you.
That's bullshit, fucking Jimmy Swaggart, you piece of garbage. Look, I'm not sticking up for Jim Baker at all.
I understand where you're coming
but
from,
but it's
though.
Like, dude, these people are supposed to be in your corner. But
you're supposed to carry yourself higher. You're supposed to rise above.
Here's what they did. I mean, basically, this all that came down to was fucking followers. They wanted the followers, and they were going to condemn anybody and anything that they think will get them followers. That's basically what it is. Like, oh, I can do... You're growing... You have a garden in your yard. Oh, my God. That's the devil's work. You shouldn't be doing it.
And then be witchcraft. Look at those things growing out there. She's
exactly.
making
food. Exactly.
The devil!
So, they're like, oh, just like that bullshit about, well, he has a purse. It's not a purse. It's a bag of tricks,
It's a bag of tricks, bitch.
And it's a fucking... Teletubbies are asexual. So what the fuck are you talking about?
It's not like they're, like, making out with each other anyway, so...
But they're little tiny asexual things. They're not even, like, people.
They're for fucking kids.
They can't be gay because they're not
innocent.
People.
They're fucking innocent.
Anyway. So, Jimmy Swaggart also became involved in a fucking sex scandal. In 1988, in February, so he's talking bullshit about fucking Jim Baker, but guess what? He gets caught visiting hoes, whores, prostitutes in New Orleans.
Boats and hoes.
Basically, he went to visit some prostitutes in New Orleans, and he fucking got caught. Fucking Jimmy Swaggart, you idiot. So, Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart... both of their scandals had a profound effect on the world of televangelism.
I bet.
Causing greater media scrutiny of televangelists and their finances.
I bet.
Jerry Falwell said the scandals had strengthened broadcast evangelism and made Christianity stronger, more mature, and more committed.
More mature.
Joe Carter of the Gospel Coalition compared the PTL scandal in 2017 Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse allegations.
How would he compare that? Like, how is that even comparable?
Later. This is, like, current. Like, we're talking about this man who's speaking about it.
Well, if he's talking about Weinstein, of course. Oh, he's saying the current televangelism?
He's saying that back at that time, that it was akin to what happened with fucking that fat bastard Harvey Weinstein.
He's a disgusting piece of...
Fat, sweaty, greasy monster.
Just disgusting. He's just a bleh.
Okay, so, there was that. That's the first part that basically, like, ruined their PTO. The next thing was his fucking, the fraud. Like, so let's get to the fraud.
Ooh, let's get to the fraud.
The PTL club's fundraising activities between 1984 and 1987 were reported by the Charlotte Observer, eventually leading to criminal charges against Baker. He and his PTL associates sold $1,000 in lifetime memberships. Or, I'm sorry, $1,000 lifetime membership. So, everyone who bought a membership paid
$1,000. Okay. What do you get with this membership?
It entitled them to an annual 3-night stay at a luxury hotel at Heritage USA, their fucking theme park, right? During this period.
Mm-hmm.
According to the prosecution at his trial, tens of thousands of memberships were sold, but only one 500-room hotel was ever finished. So they were building some hotels,
mm-hmm.
and with your membership, you can come and stay at our hotel for 3 nights
mm-hmm.
for free.
Mm-hmm.
One time. But
it's one magical perk.
Yeah, but okay, so he sold these exclusive partnerships with exceeded capacity, and he raised more than twice the money needed to build the hotel. A lot of the money that they paid for operating expenses, he kept $3.4 million.
Fuck! That's a lot of money.
He had people sending him $1,000.
Well, he's tens of thousands of things he sold, memberships he sold. Tens of thousands, let's say it's 10,000 at $1,000 each. What? That's like 100,000,
a lot of money.
I don't know how much that is.
It's a lot of money, but if a thousand times... Look, where's my fucking phone?
It was more than tens of thousands, though.
It was millions. It was fucking millions. Because let's just say...
No, tens of thousands of people, I mean.
Yeah, that's how many membership.
You gotta remember, these are elderly people. I don't know what it is about older people,
the older generation. They've got a bunch of money, and they don't know what to fucking do with it.
Hold on. Here's what I don't understand. Well, knowing what we know, it's not like we lose our fucking faculties and suddenly just start spending our money on frivolous fucking bullshit. I'm not one day going to change who I am and be like, I'm now going to start sending my money to this man on TV talking to me. Well, that's not what I'm doing. Well, maybe these people had to have been the dummies in the 50s that were fucking buying fucking, like, land in California City that never got developed. Because that's what happened.
Righty. I'm not a smart man. But I just did some math, and if he sold 10,000, it's $10 million.
Okay, so there it is.
So if he kept $3.4 million, okay, whatever. But
he kept $3.4 million just put in his fucking pocket.
That's ridiculous. But maybe these are people who lived life wildly, rambunctiously.
Well, I found
the light of the Lord from the Baker family. I am inspired. Family. I just feel moved to give because I've got it to give. I've got an extra $1,000 from my pension.
No. Okay, here's the thing.
No.
There was a lady who they interviewed, and she said one day she was feeling down, mm-hmm. and she turned on the TV, late at night, she turned on the TV, and Jim Baker was there talking to her, and he made her feel good. Now, I'm not going to lie, like, if I catch Joel Osteen, like, on at the right sermon on fucking YouTube, I'll watch the whole thing.
Maybe the fucking moon is high.
I'll watch the whole thing, but I'm not going to send him my money. I'll watch it.
Okay.
Because, like, this morning, actually, I was watching, and, like, Joel Osteen, one of his videos came on, and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling this. I'm feeling what you're saying
it's
right
Sunday,
here.
Sunday. Why not?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not going to be sending him money. To, you know, for anything. Like, you have enough money to be on TV, so you don't need my money.
You need me.
That's not tithes. You don't tithe to the church you don't belong to.
Shit. If it's your TV church.
My TV church. He's like, and then he's like, go find a church, you know, and he's like, go find a Bible-based church that you feel like that, you know, that you like. And I'm like, okay, yeah, Joel, I get you. But then, like, you know, of course they run the number down on the bottom of the screen, send money if, you know, whatever, if this sermon moved you or whatever, I'm just like,
if this message has moved you,
I'm like, okay, Joel.
If you are moved, go to Patreon.
They're in Texas.
Visit
so.
patreon.com/bookoflivespodcast. If you feel moved by this sermon, go ahead and sign up for $2 and get 2 episodes.
Yeah, so we can get a lock on this door.
We can get a lock on this door. We can pay for this subscription. We can pay for this website hosting because this is not free. But if you've got $2 to give, give that $2. If you've got $5 to give, I will send you a hug. And if you've got $10 to give, you will go into a drawing get a free DVD.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
So anyway.
Mimosa.
The money that the fucking was supposed to go to the operating expenses for Heritage USA went into his pocket. Mm-hmm. After a 16-month federal grand jury probe, he was indicted.
Yep.
In 1988 on 8 counts of mail fraud.
Mail fraud? Because they were mailing money to him?
They were because, yeah, and I think they were like sending them mailers or whatever. Like soliciting money from their viewers.
Okay. But mail fraud for that one?
Mail fraud, and that's like an easy one. Like, you can, if you send a letter to somebody asking for money, you can go to jail for mail fraud.
What?
Yeah. So, it has to be on the up and up for sure. So, 8 counts of mail fraud because they were, you know, people were sending money through the mail.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because they were mailing the money to them.
Yeah.
To make sense.
And then 15 counts of wire fraud because people were wiring money for them. Fuck. To them. And 1 count of conspiracy. I love how it just says conspiracy. Conspiracy to what?
To fraud the mail. The mail.
Fraud the wires. What the fuck? Okay. And in 1989, after a 5-week trial, which began on August 28th in Charlotte, North Carolina, a jury found him guilty on all 24 counts. Okay, so listen.
They live in California now. Well, they don't live in California, but they have houses in California. Mm-hmm. They fly into fucking Monrovia to buy cars. But your fucking theme park isn't, well, it's in the Bible Belt, I guess.
There it
the
is.
South.
There it is, right there.
Because guess what? If you're in fucking California, I ain't going to no fucking church amusement park. Take me to Magic Mountain, take me to Disneyland. I don't want to go nowhere else. I feel like I have such an accent right now.
Oh, my God.
It has stuck with me, Brandon.
He was found guilty on all 24 counts. Mm. All 24.
Oh, everything.
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 Judge Robert Daniel Potter sentenced Baker to 45 years in federal prison and imposed a $500,000 fine.
Okay, $500,000 is not that bad. I'm sure he can just shit that out real easy.
I'm surprised they didn't fucking, like, take all his money.
He got 45 years?
45 years.
So how
old? He was sentenced to 45 years.
How old was he when he got convicted? Or when was his conviction date? Just when was the date?
The date that he was convicted was, 1989, August 28th. No, the trial began on August 28th. It was a 5-week trial, so August 28th, 5 weeks later.
What year?
1989.
So 45 years. 89. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to why he's not in jail. He's not in jail anymore. He's out.
Oh.
He's now another. He's a televangelist, but he's changed his platform.
He changed his name too.
No. But now he doesn't preach. Abundance.
Okay.
He doesn't preach prosperity gospel anymore.
Okay.
Now he's a doomsday preacher.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So okay. he was imposed a $500,000 fine at the Federal Medical Center in Rochester, Minnesota. He shared a cell with activist Lydon LaRouche. LaRouche and skydiver Roger Nelson. I don't know who these fuckers are. The United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit upheld his fucking conviction on the fraud and conspiracy charges, but they voided his 45-year sentence and his $500,000 fine and ordered a new sentencing hearing in 1991.
Girl,
1991.
How did this happen?
They went back in time, don't you know? They have a time machine. They're not sharing.
They don't need a time machine. They're the fucking Avengers, man. They just need bracelets.
The Avengers? What the hell are you talking about?
The
Court of Appeals?
No, like they travel back in time.
Why are you talking about the Avengers? Where did the Avengers come in? That's what I want to know.
Because they traveled back in time.
The fuck are you talking about, dude?
The last Avengers movie we watched.
Listen, I said the Court of Appeals.
But you said
and then I said 1941, and then you said Avengers, but I wasn't talking about
they
Avengers.
They traveled back in time.
You said they're the Avengers.
Because you said 1941, and you said they traveled back in time. And I was like, yeah, they're the fucking Avengers.
Oh, you're saying that the Court of Appeal is the Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, what the hell does the Avengers have to do with what I'm talking about?
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Like, what are you saying?
I'll talk about Marvel all day.
Okay. So they ruled that the sentencing statement about Baker and that those of us who do have a religion are sick of being saps for money-grubbing preachers and priests was evidence that the judge had injected his religious beliefs into Baker's sentence. They were like, oh, no, you can't do that. So you're going to fucking resentence him. We're going to resentence him, basically. Okay. Like, no, this is not happening. So, so he spent, like, a year and a half in jail.
That's it?
At the time of the resentencing, he had spent a year and a half in jail. Let me finish, man.
That's nothing.
So his sentence was reduced, and it was held on November 1992, the reduction hearing, and his sentence was reduced to 8 years instead of 45. In August 1993, he was transferred to a minimum security federal prison in Jessup, Georgia. He was paroled July 1994, and he served almost a 5-year sentence. So he basically served 5 years of an 8-year sentence.
Send us your money!
His son, Jay.
Oh, so they had kids.
Oh, they've got two.
I didn't know they had kids.
Oh, yes. They have two daughters. They're, two daughters. I'm sorry. They have two kids, a daughter and a son. Mm-hmm. Their son's name is...
Jay.
It's Jamie. Jamie Charles, a.k.a. Jay Baker. And their daughter is Lori Beth Graham. No, I'm sorry. Their daughter is Tammy Sue.
Because I was like, who the fuck is Lori Beth?
Lori Beth is his new wife. Jim Baker got remarried. They got divorced. Okay, so here's the thing.
Okay. Tammy Faye divorced Jim Baker, basically over the sex allegations.
I would as well.
Right. So they got divorced March 13th, 1992. So this was like some years after the thing, but they got divorced.
Cool.
And then in 1998, he got remarried to Lori Beth Graham. She was also a fucking televangelist.
Is she a part of the Graham family?
Who the fuck is the Graham family?
Billy Graham.
I don't believe so. I don't know.
She's his sister.
They got fucking married after 55 days. And then they adopted 5 kids in 2002.
Oh my god. I hope these kids are doing well.
But okay, so anyway, his son, his biological child, Jay, spearheaded a letter writing campaign to the parole board advocating for leniency. Trying to get him out. Celebrity lawyer Alan Dershowitz acted as a parole attorney, and Baker was released from FBI prisons, Federal Bureau of Prisons custody on December 1st, 1994. He still owes $6 million to the IRS.
Still?
Yes. Huh. So, in 2003, he came back. He made a comeback to fucking televangelism, and he basically went on this, he started a show called The Jim Baker Show, and it's in fucking Branson, Missouri. That's a place that people like to go for vacation. I don't understand.
Missouri.
With his wife, Lori, and it's carried on CTN, Daystar, Folk TV, Grace Network in Canada, GEB America, Hope TV in Canada, Impact Network, WGN, which is that Chicago-based station.
WGN. That's where I used to watch Xena Warrior Princess on.
Yeah. WHT, TCT, and the Word Network.
It's the end and of the world as you know it.
Uplift TV Networks. Most of Baker's audience receives his program on DirecTV and Dish Network. He condemned the prosperity theology that he took part in early in his career and has embraced apocalypticism.
It's the end of the world.
Or apocalypticism is what they're calling it.
Yes, it's the end. So, do you think...
So, check this out, though.
Okay.
His show now, guess who's watching this fucking show? Fucking millennials and survivalists. He sells fucking gruel to people. These freeze-dried foods, basically like war rations.
Oh.
To fucking his audience to prepare for the fucking end of days. Elspeth Reeve wrote in The Atlantic that his doomsday food is overpriced.
I bet.
A man named Jerry Crawford, who credits Baker with having saved his marriage, invested $25 million fucking dollars.
Oh my god.
Into a new ministry for Baker in Blue Eye, Missouri. Named Morningside Production for the Jim Baker Show. Moved to Morningside in 2008.
He knows how to find fucking money.
He knows how to find dopes. You saved my marriage. You're a fucking dumbass. Anyway, in 2013, Baker wrote, "Time has come, how to prepare for now epic events ahead," and about end time events. So basically, he's preaching that that Jesus is coming. The world is ending. Jesus is coming. You need to be prepared.
Guys.
But guess what? If the world is going to end and Jesus is coming, why do you want to be prepared?
You're
supposed to be raptured up.
I've got rapture.
But, oh, I guess for those heathens that aren't going to be raptured up, they need rations, right?
They need rations. They need feed. Guess what? You need to be able to provide. You need to be able to grow. You need food.
You can't grow food. The earth is going to be fetid. You can't grow anything.
I can grow in fucking doors, bro. Don't try and stop me. I got grow lights in my fucking laundry room.
All any seed produced is going to be barren.
I've got seeds of life.
You can't
here.
Do it.
Maybe we should give our Patreon patrons some seeds, too. Because I've got pea seeds. I've got radish seeds. I've got sunflower seeds. I've got spinach seeds that I've harvested myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they are fertile.
Okay, so check this out.
I've been drinking too much.
This motherfucker's done some shit, though. Listen to this.
Still?
So, in October 2017, in a video, he said that God will punish those who ridicule him.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Or that God will punish those who ridicule me.
Lord, I know you're on my side.
So, he
goes. Whose side are you on?
Hurricane Harvey was a judgment of God.
Was that the one in Florida?
That was, I don't fucking know.
I think that hit the Bahamas.
Hurricane Harvey was a judgment of God. Hurricane Matthew, that was the one, I think, on the East Coast. the one that fucked up the New Jersey seaport.
That was Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
So Matthew, Hurricane Matthew?
Barack Obama was president at the time. He blamed the fucking Hurricane Matthew on Barack Obama.
Are you serious?
He predicted that if the current president, if Donald Trump is impeached, Christians would begin a second American Civil War.
So Hurricane Matthew was the first Category 5 Atlantic hurricane since 2007. It hit Haiti. That was in affected areas Venezuela, Florida, Cuba, the DR, Puerto Rico, Colombia.
Okay. So that was that the one that
Jamaica?
No, that wasn't it.
And it hit the Bahamas. That's why I thought. I knew Matthew hit the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Georgia. Yeah. South Carolina.
He compared the 2017 Washington train derailment, remember that?
Yeah.
To the sinking of the RMS Titanic. He stated that the Amtrak train derailment was a warning from God. He also claimed that he predicted the September 11th attacks in 2001.
I'm sick of him.
He stated that he saw 9/11 in 1999 before New Year's Eve, and that there would be terrorism and bombings in New York
Did
and Washington,
Did he fucking put
D.C.
it in a book? Like fucking Margaret Nutter put her fucking books, the easy and nice predictions of whatever Nutter, Good Omens.
Easy and nice.
What was her name? Something Nutter. Margaret Nutter? What was her name?
I don't know.
I just finished watching it again.
I didn't. Oh, see, I binged it that one day.
I watched it again, but anyway.
Okay,
hold on. Listen, let me just say something right now. If you don't have it in fucking writing, and yes,
He's still predicting shit.
He's not predicting a fucking thing.
I know.
Because it's a fucking hurricane. It's hurricane season, bitch. They know it's coming. Don't tell me because this train derailed because this motherfucker was texting on his fucking phone when he was supposed to be fucking driving an Amtrak train that it's because the Lord is mad at us. Guess what shit fucking happens? And you can't pick anything. Don't tell me.
Listen. A few days after the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, he stated that in a dream, God came to him wearing a camouflage and hunting vest and an AR-15 rifle strapped on his back. And so he says that God supported Trump's plan to arm teachers. Following the death of Billy Graham.
When did he die?
February 21st, 2018.
Last year, yeah.
Baker went to his funeral and paid his respects, stating that Graham was the greatest preacher since Jesus.
Oh my God.
And also remarked that Graham had visited him in prison.
Was Jesus a preacher?
Jesus was the Messiah.
But how are you going to say he was the greatest preacher?
Well, Jesus preached love. That's what he did. He didn't go around preaching gospel.
He wasn't.
But he preached, like, basically love. He said, love thy neighbor. Yeah. To which they were like, fuck you! And
how dare you?
What did you say to me?
What did you say? What did you say? Yeah. Get on that cross.
Yeah.
How dare you tell me to like my fucking neighbor?
But they actually, I think the Romans did call him a false prophet. Hmm. Okay, so Ed Brayton called Baker a false prophet. That's funny. In an article on the Patheos website. And Jeffrey Grider called him a false teacher on the Now the End Begins website. On the Stand Up in the Gap Today radio party. These are all Christian fucking programs and shit.
I can't.
Pennsylvania Pastors Network President Sam Rover criticized Baker's Civil War prediction, which is bullshit. Oh, well, if we impeach President Trump, then the Christians across America will start the next American Civil War. Are you out of your fucking mind?
So, I don't understand. Whose side is he, like, for the...
He supports Trump. He's a Trump supporter.
Okay.
His TV show received criticism as a spiritual abuse, and critics stated that it has no business being on TV.
I agree. Get that motherfucker off of TV.
So yeah, basically, he's changed his views on prosperity theology. And at the time, it was really funny, because at the time, he was like, I truly believe, and he said believed, that Jesus wanted everyone to be wealthy. And
everybody can't be wealthy.
Well, but that's what he was saying. I truly believe that Jesus wanted everyone to be wealthy.
I was so misled.
Guess what? Jesus only wants me to be wealthy. See, and here it is right here. In his book, his 1980 book, Eight Keys to Success, he stated, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to prosper. But in the Bible, it says that God wants to prosper you.
that everything he has for you is to prosper you, not to harm you. Guess what it says in the Bible.
Guess what? I feel super prosperous in my fucking garden. I planted like 10 seeds. And from like one seed on one plant, I got 100 more fucking seeds from that. That's prosperity. And guess what? These 10 seeds, I'm going to give to you, my sister. My sister, I'm going to give you some seeds.
Okay. We have a fucking turtle dove living on top of our, or actually like right behind our swamp cooler.
That's awesome.
She made a nest and fucking...
That was going to be my next question.
Laid eggs, yeah.
Baby turtle doves. That's awesome. We've got a bunch of fucking bees and baby bees and... I hope they're not little hornets, because they could be hornets.
No, you know a bee from a hornet.
They're tiny. They're babies. They'd be in the sunflowers.
Is there a nest? Is there a paper sack?
There's a nest in the front of the house, but the bees...
A beehive?
I have no idea. I don't look for it. But I know there's baby bees and stuff in the sunflowers.
Baby bees.
They're tiny, tiny bees. They're baby.
Okay, so in his 1996 book, I Was Wrong, he admitted that the first time he actually read the Bible all the way through was in prison. Baker also wrote that he realized that he had taken passages out of context and used them as proof texts to support his prosperity theology.
So his 8 years the thing, in jail, though, he read the fucking Bible.
You don't read the... Here's the problem with that. The whole problem with what he just... That whole I was wrong, he read the Bible from cover to cover. That's wrong, too. Because the Bible is not written by one person.
Nope, sure isn't.
It's written by several people who experienced their lives. And first of all, did he read the first fucking Testament, then the second, the New Testament? Because those are not the same. They're together in the Bible, in the King James Bible, yes, but the New Testament has to be taken by itself. You cannot take the New Testament. You can't say, I read the whole Bible cover to cover. You need to read the New Testament by itself and the First Testament by itself.
Well, he had 8 years. I'm sure he did.
No. I think what he did was read the Bible cover to cover like a fucking idiot.
Just jumbled it all together.
And just because you read it doesn't mean you studied it.
Just because you read it doesn't mean you understand it. It's everybody's
exactly
perception.
Exactly.
Everyone has their own perception.
Well, apparently, Jesus is... I bet you he read Revelations a million times, and that's why he's like, oh, Lord, we need to start selling rations. We need to start selling dehydrated food for $24 for a can of dehydrated peas.
Ew.
Or whatever he's got.
I'll give you peas for $3.
But anyway, yeah, so he has claimed or stated that he is a supporter of Donald Trump. And he wrote a book. Or I'm sorry, he did an interview with a book with some writer guy who wrote the book called God and Donald Trump.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's out spouting ridiculous.
Meanwhile, Tammy Faye Baker passed away. Let's go to Tammy Faye real quick. Because she divorced his ass and that was all you heard about her.
She was spending that money though. Like she had
to. Of course she was. She was spending the money, but she wasn't the one who was like in
give
charge
us
of
your
it.
Money.
She wasn't the one who was in charge of it. She didn't get indicted. And I'm like, how the hell did that not happen? But you know what? Whatever. So Tammy Faye.
Those lashes got her out of trouble.
Tammy Faye Baker, after they got divorced, she changed her name back to Messner. So she was Tammy Faye Messner. She, after divorcing fucking Jim Baker, she married Roe Messner in 1993. That's why her last name was Messner. Oh my gosh. So, she basically had cancer. She had cancer. She battled cancer for 11 years. Like, even while she was on that fucking reality, surreal life show, she was battling cancer. Mm-hmm. She was first diagnosed with colon cancer in March of 1996. Mm-hmm. And it went into remission at the end of that year. But on March 19th, 2004... she made an appearance on Larry King and announced that she had inoperable lung cancer.
So she had fucking colon cancer and it went to her lungs?
It went into remission. But, you know, all of a sudden it comes back and it comes back with a fucking vengeance.
Yeah, it sucks.
So, she started chemo. And she continued to receive chemo throughout the mid-2014. And then on November 30th, 2004... Sorry, I said mid-2000.
mid-2014, but it's 2004. On November 30th, 2004, she went back on Larry King. She announced that she was cancer-free again. She described the details of her chemo and continued to appear on fucking Larry King's show and throughout 2004. And then she announced on July 20th, 2005 that it fucking came back, the cancer. March 13th, 2006, she appeared on Larry King again.
She loves Larry fucking King.
And stated that she was continuing to suffer from Lancaster, which had reached stage four.
Was she a smoker?
I don't think so. And she was continuing to receive her treatment. She also mentioned having difficulty swallowing food, having panic attacks, and enduring a lot of weight loss. Because she was really skinny. I remember she was, like, super freaking skinny. It was like she looked kind of like a skeleton.
Well, shit, the cancer's killing you.
Yeah, it was. And the chemo. Cancer and chemo, you know, just like...
It's so, the chemo that kills you, pretty much.
The New Yorker basically wrote an article on October 2nd, 2006, saying that she was dying. She was on hospice. Mm. And then she, she continued to talk about her cancer treatments and everything. And she issued a statement on May 8th, 2007 that she had chemo and it had stopped. Like, she stopped her chemo, but she was, like, still, you know, asking for prayers. And then she
died.
Yeah, well, she went back on Larry King again because she was like a regular guest. July 19th, 2007, she made another appearance on Larry King Live, and what turned out to be her final interview. She died the next day, just hours after the broadcast.
It was a podcast?
She was 65 pounds.
65 pounds?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
She was only 65 years old.
65 and 65 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
You can't survive at 65 pounds. She had to be very small.
Her heart gave up. She was a short. She was, I think, maybe 4'9".
No.
Like,
she was a shorty. That's a midget. I'm sorry. If you're 4'9", you're considered a small person.
You're so dumb. She was a shorty, though.
4'9", Brandy. Stop it. Let me see. I'm going to get her fucking specs. Tammy Faye? Mm-hmm. Messner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have her as an American actress. Mm-hmm. Died July 20th. I don't believe she was
short.
4 foot nothing.
She was a tiny. Not, I didn't say 4 foot nothing. I said 4 foot nine.
4 foot nine. Brady, that's a. It's a small person. She was born in 1942. March 1942.
Yup. She was the oldest of 8 kids.
How tall are you?
Oh, her parents were preachers too. Rachel Minnie. And Carl Oliver LaValle.
4'11".
So, again, she was under fucking 5 feet tall.
Okay, that's the only way 65 pounds could be even possible.
But no, I mean, you have cancer, so... Like, I couldn't get down to 65 pounds if I wanted to, because I'm too tall.
My leg is 65 pounds.
Exactly. What I'm saying is she was a tiny person. Like, if heaven forbid that should happen to me, I think 98 pounds would probably be the lowest I would weigh.
You would die.
Yeah! Because I have cancer. So anyway, that's the story of Jim fucking Baker and his bullshit. And now he's on some bigger bullshit. And yeah, he needs to be stopped.
Oh, that's why Jim Baker has 7 kids, because he adopted 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 79 years old.
With his.
So that is Jim Baker. That's crazy.
I see that. Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe he's still active and he's a doomsdayer right now.
Yeah.
And people are following him.
Oh, yeah. And it's fucking millennials and fucking those goddamn apocalypticists.
Guess what? I'm okay with the doomsdayer. I'm okay for the preppers. Not the doomsdayers, the preppers.
The doomsday preppers.
I like to watch their videos on fucking YouTube.
Do you really?
I like to watch their gardening videos. Like, they know the best things. I learned how to make my own wine.
Listen.
My own beer.
But his thing is like...
I don't say I follow him, but I'm just saying some of them are not as extreme.
No, what I'm saying is this.
Extreme people on there.
Here's the thing. The end of days, okay? I feel like the doomsday preppers, the apocalypticists, they're preparing for a zombie apocalypse. They're not preparing for Jesus' return. Which is a different thing.
I am preparing for there's no food in the fucking store to buy. And the food is, like, so, like, okay. contaminated.
That's Remember, the, this is the
what,
end.
That's what I'm preparing for. Yes, this is the end.
You couldn't go outside.
No, you couldn't. It was like,
So, you're gardening, but you can't go outside.
No, dude. I can't go outside, but what I'm doing is I'm canning my foods. I'm saving seeds. I'm ordering coconut core so I can grow. I'm just smacking the wall. I'm ready.
Okay, but here's what I'm, what the, okay, here's the logic I'm trying to impart.
Give it to me.
His, as a fucking evangelical preacher, and preaching the end of days, he's preaching Jesus' return.
Jesus walks.
So, by that logic, the people following him should be like, okay, well, if it's Jesus' return, that means that the beast is also going to walk the earth.
Oh, does the beast come with Jesus?
When Jesus comes back, the beast comes back.
Oh, hell no.
Everybody's raptured up, and then the beast comes.
He's like, hey, I'm hungry too.
That's the book of Revelations.
I should probably read the Bible.
Just read the book of Revelations.
I just read Genesis, and it was so long.
That's because you tried to start at the first. Don't ever try to start reading the Bible on the fucking first fucking...
Guys, Brandy's giving us
I'm
enough.
Telling you right now.
Don't start with the first chapter, and that's what I
don't,
did.
Don't start... No, okay. Don't start with the New Testament. I mean, don't start with the Old Testament. Start with the New Testament, but if you want to know what I'm specifically talking about, go to Revelations. It's not a long chapter.
Okay.
Basically, what happens is shit fucking happens. Everybody who's a fucking sinner, everybody who's not saved is not raptured. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's raptured, everything is left. Their clothes are left on the ground.
Oh, shit.
They're left. They get floated up out of their cars. They go to heaven. The fucking sinners are left here to walk the fucking earth with the beast.
Oh, I should read that. That sounds like a good story.
This is the end. The movie is based on, like, they tried to make a movie about Revelations.
Oh, because they were floating up. They were just like,
blah, blah, blah. That's what, yeah, but their clothes went with them.
And what was it? Hermione was just, like, stuck on hell, like, stuck on earth.
All the actors were
robbing people.
All the actors were sinners.
Sinners!
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, I mean, it's interesting. This is interesting. Like, I didn't know he was out of jail, so that's interesting, and what he's doing now with his time
he's
is ridiculous.
He needs to be stopped.
All right.
He needs to be stopped.
So, Brandy, do you have any recommendations for podcasts?
Okay, I do.
Actually, before you do that, what are you using?
Don't ever say it to me. Don't you ever say that to me.
What are you using to listen to your podcast now?
I listen on Podcoin, actually.
Podcoin.
And I try to mostly listen to the bonus points fucking podcasts because, I'm trying to get those gift cards.
More cluck for your buck. Right? That's what mom calls it. That's so guys, if you guys don't know about Podcoin, get with it. Podcoin pays you to listen to podcasts. You get paid in Podcoins. If you use our promo code Lies, you will be given 300 bonus Podcoins when you sign up for this free app, which you can use on your smartphone, on your Apple, or your Android device. You can listen anywhere, and I'm about to rack it up, and I'm about to get myself a gift card. I've been giving to the needy, I've been giving to the rainforest, I've been giving to the hungry.
Well, I haven't given to anybody because I haven't got enough points.
You can give that. The funny thing is, like, you don't even have to give
when you sign up, it automatically donates 20 points to you.
It really does.
To charity.
It does. So. It really does, which I love it. I love the practice behind Podcoin, and it's pretty sick. So check out Podcoin, download the app, use our promo code LIES, and get yourself 300 free Podcoins and start listening to us on there because currently we are a bonus episode. So we're like an accelerator. You're going to get like extra points to listen to a Book of Life podcast on Podcoin. So check it out. Brandy, what are you listening to?
I've been binging the Vanderpod Rules podcast.
You did fucking say that shit.
These chicks are hilarious. They're Callie and Evan are their names, and they are fucking... Okay, if you're a Vanderpump Rules watcher, you're gonna love this podcast.
Okay.
If you're not, then you're... Or if you... Actually, even if you're interested in, like, getting into Vanderpump Rules, start with the first episode of Vanderpod Rules podcast. Because the first six episodes is rehashing entire seasons. Because right now we're in season 7. Actually, season 7 ended already.
Really?
But, yeah.
It's been on that long?
Yeah, it's been on for 7 years.
I had no idea.
So, the last season that happened was season 7, and so they binged all the way up. They watched all of the episodes, apparently. And so they recapped season 1, then season 2, then season 3, all the way up to season 6. And then they started on season 7, which is the most recent episode, which ended like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so they're recapping each episode of season 7, which is hilarious because they're talking about stuff that I don't remember. And I'm like, I love that. I can go back and watch it. And I'm like, okay, yes, I remember. And like the impressions they do of James Kennedy, who is this British asshole. He's such an asshole.
Okay.
He's British, but he's on Vanderpump Rules. He's a DJ, but he's a terrible drunk, and he's awful. And Evan does this fucking impression of him that just, I die every time she does it. It's hilarious. So, yes, listen to the Vanderpump Rules podcast if you're a Vanderpump Rules fan, or even if you listen to, like, Stassi or Sheena's podcasts, because they both have podcasts, and they're from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, listen to this. Sheena's the one that's up with Cibrian, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, they're awesome. Evan and Callie, do your thing. I love it. And that's my recommendation. And it's a bonus episode. I mean, it's in bonuses right now. So,
sweet.
You can get bonus points for listening. What are you listening to on there?
Oh gosh.
On the Podcoin.
Listen, I listen to everything on there. So like some podcasts of note that I listen to. Book of Lies podcast, obviously.
Obvi duh.
I listen to like Nerdy Bitches podcast. I listen to
Nerdy Bitches?
Nerdy
What's that
bitches.
About?
They're Nerdy Bitches that
They're Nerdy Bitches.
No, the one
They're Nerdy Bitches.
Nerdy Bitches. They had a recent podcast, and it was like the Women of Villainy.
Ooh, okay.
Girl,
I like
it was
that.
So good.
I like the sound of it.
It was so good. Because I was like, okay, whatever. I'm expecting like the basic bitches. They went all in. I was like, I love this motherfucking list. They had freaking Hela from Ragnarok on there.
Oh, okay.
Hela.
Oh, so villainous women in movies.
In movies. Okay. And everything they have.
Not movies. Like fucking, what's her face? The fucking, Mexican mafia queen chick.
No, oh, yeah, okay. No. So, it was, I just thought it was a really good episode. I really appreciated their list of villainous women. So, I listen to Nerdy Bitches on there because they are actually a bonus podcast. So, I'm all about the bonus. I listen to Two Girls on a Bench podcast.
Two Girls on a Bench.
Yeah, I like them. They're in LA too. I listen to my folks, Why I'm Single.
Yeah.
The podcast, Hey Amy. And
I just
everything if I can subscribe to it on there, I'm listening to it on that app.
Yeah.
For sure. So but the new ones I'm gonna be listening to this week, I'm gonna be listening to the Dark Rose podcast. And I listened to their first episode and it was really good. It was about, like I was telling you the other day, about the Marias, the Marias de Jesus, the murderous chicks in like Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. So I'm listening to them this week. So yeah, those are my recommendations.
Those are cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a thumbs up?
My thumbs up. Actually, that was going to be my thumbs up, but I will change.
Vanderpump.
Vanderpod rules. It's funny because they smoke a bowl and then they start talking about the shit.
I haven't smoked a bowl in a really long time.
They smoke, like, you can hear them fucking in a bong, like the water fucking bubbling
water
and shit. It's
That's
hilarious.
That's interesting. Okay. A really long time. I haven't smoked a bowl in a really, really long time. I guess it's because I'm a mom and married and have other things to do with my life.
How is that? You vape, so what are you talking about?
I can't have a big fucking bong laying around the house.
It's not laying around. Mine is in my closet.
You have a bong?
Yeah.
I feel like my kid's getting out of age that she'll be all up in my shit. Mom, what's that?
Mine's in a box that's been, I've had it for, since, like, for years.
It's a dick
Since Giovanni was, like, three.
It's a dick
For, like, 16, not 16.
I've never had a bong.
For, like, 13 years.
I've never had a bong.
It's glass. It's pretty.
I've never had one.
I mean, I've only used it a few times. Like, right. Even though I've had it for years and years and years.
Right,
but.
Right. Some things you can't get rid of. I'm just saying, that's awesome. Good for you. Bully for you.
Bully
for you.
So, anyway, my thumbs up was going to be the Vanderpod Rules podcast. But I'm going to have to say my thumbs up is going to be for my crystals that I got.
I love my crystals.
So I ordered some. I actually ordered this box of crystals. It's just a bunch of yeah, they're big, huge quartz crystals. Like, I can't make jewelry with them at all.
You make your fucking magical wand with that shit.
They're so big. They're big. They're not enormous, but they're like this long. This thick.
You can like make the wands for the fucking Hogwarts. I'm like, this wand is made of this. So it's got a magical crystal on my hand.
And yeah.
It's made of raven's wool.
It's a half pound
tiger's
of.
Tiger's claw.
A half pound of quartz and then one amethyst crystal. So I'm trying to figure out how to feel the energy of these crystals. I'm
feeling the energy.
So I can, like, and see, like, you know, I don't know, whatever. But, so, yeah, that's, and I got them actually on Etsy from this company in, I want to say it's in Florida, where the weird shit happens. But, that is my thumbs up for the week. What's your thumbs up for the week? Thumbs up, thumbs up. What? Ooh, what is happening?
Ooh. It's where the wild things grow. I have to pee.
That's not how the song goes. Okay, first of all, you're not Stevie Nicks. And second of all, the song is called Wide Winged Dove.
Wide Winged Dove!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm dying. Flurf, 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 flurf. Just like the Wide Winged Dove just sings the song, like sounds like she's singing.
Wide Winged Dove sings the song, ooh, just like she's singing.
Actually, Miley. Ooh. No. You know who remade that song? Fucking Lindsay Lohan.
Ew.
She remade that song.
I'm not a fan of hers anymore.
She remade that song.
Anyway, my thumbs up for the week is. This coming week is fucking motherfucking 4th of July Independence
Day. It is. Oh my god.
Guess what, bitches? 3-day week. Fuck you. I'm off on Wednesday. No, I'm not off on Wednesday. Wednesday is my Friday. I'm playing with fire. I'm drinking too much.
Oh my god.
And it's going to be fucking amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm making all kinds of salads with
corn. Does that mean we're doing.
And beans.
We're doing the fireworks extravaganza here.
Or at mom's house.
You're just talking like all this mad shit.
Bringing the booze. I'm bringing the food.
That's right. Mom's coming.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday. Just like a wild winged dove.
She sounds like she's singing.
And woo,
baby.
Ooh. Yes. That's it.
I don't know what the hell that happened.
I know. I'm straight tripping. I have to pee, and I drank too much, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, and it didn't get on your nerves, please subscribe.
I'm known to be kind of vexing. I just wanted to...
I will vex the shit out of you, and right now...
Known to be quite vexing, that's what she said.
And if I have too much champagne mixed with a little OJ, it's called a mimosa, I'm gonna vex the fuck out of you.
OMG.
So... Go ahead.
Help this woman. Help her.
Jesus, help me. Give us your money.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Check us out. BookofLiesPodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a www dot in the front.
How many W's?
Dubs. Mm-hmm. Tres. I don't know how to say three in French. Tree?
Trois. Weirdo.
Trois.
I don't even speak French and I knew that.
Tree is three in the Bahamas.
Tree. Three.
No.
No.
Tree.
Yeah.
T-R-E-E.
I know, but tre is three in Italian. And tres is three in Spanish.
That's awesome. So check us out online, Book of Lies Podcast. You can listen to all of our episodes there. You can see some of Brandy's amazing works of art on there. She has written a few different books and memoirs and smut and fun. And check us out because it's awesome sauce. And you can find our Patreon. If you want to visit us on Patreon, we have a few episodes up. We're giving away swag. I'm giving away seeds. And I'm doing a drawing for a free DVD because I've got a bunch of those. So visit us on Patreon and become part of the fam. Because there's no one that is a part of the family on Patreon yet. We don't even have our first Patreon.
Yeah, busters, come on.
So whoever becomes our first
Patreon. If you don't sign up, you're a buster.
We're going to love the fuck out of you. Mm. You can sign up for $2. $2.
You can just donate $2 to us and listen to the two episodes that we have on there and get your free sticker, and I'll send you a bag of seeds, either peas, sunflowers, or radishes.
I want weed seeds.
I don't have any of those, so sorry.
I want female-only weed seeds.
Female-only weed seeds. That's it. Anyway, there's no way to determine that.
Yeah, apparently there is, because you can buy them from a fucking distributor.
And he's a liar, whoever that distributor is.
It would be the only
one. Anyway, visit us online. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is episode 22, I believe. And I did not believe we'd be this far. And I'm super excited about it, and I love you guys. So, Brandy, do you have anything else to say?
Oh my god, 22 weeks.
22.
That's insanity.
Insane in the membrane.
The only thing I have to say is deuces, bitches.
Deuces, bitches. Have a great night. Actually, it's Tuesday morning. You're listening to this on Tuesday morning, right? I hope so.
That's when we drop after lunch.
This is when we drop this episode on Tuesdays. So I hope this is the day you're listening to it.
It can be after lunch if you wanted to.
After lunch is totally fine. It's totally fine after lunch.
On your ride home, on your ride in. You know, whatever.
It's the end of the episode. It could be days later, but I hope you started it on a Tuesday, okay? So ciao, ciao. Have a happy, safe, and sane 4th of July.
Oh my God.
This is America. And if you're not in America, we love you too. Have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Arrivederci.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.